Everybody can start turning to Colossians 2 this morning. It's going to be the main verse that we're in there today. And with how the world is right now, it's important for us to recognize where we stand. It's good to realize where our identity is, where our feet are planted, where our roots are, so to speak. We have to remain focused on Jesus, though. He is the one that we look to. He's the one that's central to everything that we do. There's something about being planted that keeps us where we need to be, where when we've got roots, we're secure. We're not going anywhere. The roots get us most of the nutrients that we need. Roots are foundational to where we are. We're meant to grow. We're meant to continue to thrive. There might be times that it feels like we're getting pruned. There might be times where we go through a season where things are getting changed. But when the roots are there, it will always continue to grow. I know we're going to have a meal here in a bit, and here's a little bit of dessert first for you guys, before you all start smelling the food from down the hall and start getting your minds wandering. If you remember nothing else from today, for a Christian, our roots are found in Jesus. The roots where we draw from are found in Jesus. Things may happen above the surface. The wind may blow like it did yesterday, trying to push things around. We may have branches that fall apart. We may have animals that try to knock the felt off their antlers and try to damage us. But with a strong root system, we're not going anywhere. So we're going to pick up in Colossians 2, starting in verse 4. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. We are fully rooted and built up with Christ. Our faith keeps us rooted with him. Our full faith, that what we believe with our whole heart, has Jesus as our roots. So since we're rooted with him, we will stand up to the lies of the enemy. We will recognize what is going on. We're aware of the enemy's schemes. We're not ignorant of his ways. Paul says it wonderfully when he says that he is rejoicing to see their good order and the steadfastness of their faith in Jesus. See, when you're firmly planted, when you're rooted, you can withstand what comes at you. You endure when things get tough. You remain solid. The storms may come, the wind may blow, but the roots keep us upright through it all. Our roots are part of where our identity is. Our identity is with Jesus. Paul had encouraged there in verse 6, saying, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. So we walk in Jesus. Jesus loves us so much. He gives us his very being. He gives us everything we need for life and godliness. He enables us to draw from those roots. Most of the water a plant absorbs is through its roots. It may take some of it in through the leaves, The dew every morning, it does help the plant. But most of the water it absorbs is through the soil, through its root system. The roots are really what feed most of the rest of the plant. That's why it's important to continue to water those roots. But we have to feed our relationship with Jesus. We have to continue to press in and not ignore the need to tend to our needs in Him. See, God designed us for a relationship. He designed us for a relationship with Him. So much of our walk goes back to relationship. We have to let ourselves recognize and desire to have that good relationship with God. Not a mediocre relationship. God wants a good one with us. We need to consciously spend time with Him. We need to set our focus on Him. It's good to spend time in prayer with Him. It's good to spend time in the Word and hear what He is saying. Spend time seeking His desires in our lives so we can walk in what He wants us to do. He wants us to receive from the roots and go out and do what He's desiring. We need to keep a thankful heart for what he's doing in our lives as well. Continuing in verse 7, saying, "Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." So we're abounding and being rooted and built up in Jesus with thanksgiving. We don't have to worry about what it is that's going to sustain us. God will sustain us. He will provide for us. He will console us. He will comfort us. He will give us everything that we need and then some. See, there's a direct path from the roots to the branches. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to beg for it. God provides it straight to us. This time of year, we focus on Thanksgiving. It's good to be thankful for what God is doing, for what God has done, and for what God will continue to do in the future. Because He is good. He cares for His people. He provides for His people. Even when we don't realize what it is that we need, He provides exactly what it is. So when we recognize the roots and we see where we've been anchored, where we've been planted, it's so that we can stand strong in Christ when we have anything that might come and try to make us stumble. Anything that comes our way, we know that we are solid in Christ. Whether it be false doctrine, or whether it be the war that the world has for our desires, the drawing of the worldly possessions, whether it be people-pleasing, the flesh, we might be trying to do things for ourselves and take the easy way out, we can stand strong against any compromising. None of that is what God desires. You know, I said at Tuesday we take part in an election in this country. And it could be one of the most influential elections in our lifetime. We already saw what happened in 2016 when we elected somebody that God desired to have in the office. And out of it came an appointment of judges who were faithful to what God wanted. They were willing to declare things that line up with God's desire. Out of it came an overturning of a ruling that went against God's desire. See, we can't compromise when our roots are firmly planted. In Colossians, we see how we are rooted and built up in Jesus, how He makes us grow because our roots are in Him. Those who have been at New Life for some time may recognize these next verses that we're going to look at, where we were personalizing God's word over us, over this church, and over our loved ones. In Ephesians 3, starting in verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." See, we see a similar pattern to what Paul is saying and how we are strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit in our inner man. That Christ may dwell in us, being rooted and grounded in love. God is love. So much of God's character is love. Jesus showed this love while he was here on the earth, and he continues to show it today. Jesus summed up that all the law of the prophets is love God, love others. Now I'm paraphrasing that, but he said that all the laws were found on those two commands, to love God and love your neighbor. But Jesus even told the disciples that it was by our love that people would know that we are his disciples. See, love is a part of our roots. We're strengthened by our roots. And God's been showing me something about roots here for a few years now. And I've mentioned before, and this was kind of fitting with what Sherry saw with the bread this morning, even during communion. But I've shown you guys before how God speaks to me while I'm doing seemingly ordinary tasks. I'm doing something that needed done, but as I'm sitting there on a tractor, singing away to whatever song it was that God put on my heart at the time, he's showing me something about the roots. We had cut some trees down in 2014 when we built our house, and we've mowed around those tree stumps for a few years. I was going to hire somebody to come and grind those stumps up for me at some point, but I never did give him a call to come out and do it. So fast forward to about 5 years later, and I had borrowed a tractor to light my burn pile. And so while I was waiting for the fire to burn down to where I could push things in and get the whole thing to burn up, I decided to go ahead and tackle a few stumps while I was waiting. You want to put the first pick up there, Ashley? So this is one of the tree stumps that I dug up that day. And so what God was showing me that day was how the root system was in this tree stump. So the stump is about from there to there, and the rest of that was all underground. So it's actually a pretty good size tree stump. The tractor is about 6 foot across there, so it gives you kind of a good feeling for how deep the roots were, how much was there below the ground. God was showing me how strong those root systems are, how they don't come out easily, how even though this tree was cut down and on the outside the tree stump was rotting away already, the roots were very much strong and alive under the ground. And it was work to get them out of the ground there. The stump was about 12 inches in diameter, but look at all those roots there. That was 5 years after the trees were already cut. So lately I've had some farm projects going on around the property, And we had some issues with water drainage for our cow shelter, so we've got the bright idea to move the cow shelter now. So I finally pulled the trigger, and a couple weeks ago, my brother-in-law came out, and we had the shelter balanced between two tractors and trying to walk it across the pasture, and there were a couple of tree stumps in the way. And the ones in the pasture, we never got to digging out because, well, there were usually cows in there. So we pushed on it with the bucket, and it did not want to move at all. It's a lot smaller than that one, but it's been 8 years, and it still didn't want to come out. You want to put the second one up there, Ash? So I went ahead and dug this one up. So this one, it's been there, I mean, it's been rotting away for a little bit longer, and had a different way of removing this one than the first one. But this one's only about 8 inches in diameter. But this was a cherry tree. And the cherry trees have a very large taproot system. So you can see pretty much this is actually what was sticking out of the ground from about there up. So there was the root ball right underneath, and then this was all the taproot. And it was very much solid still. This is 8 years after we cut this tree down. You would think that for that long, the roots might start be getting destroyed. Keep in mind, this one was in the cow's pasture, so you've had cows walking all over it for 8 years. This was their favorite tree stump to rub on, to scratch their heads on. They were around this one quite a bit. Again, though, God was showing me how hard these roots are to pull up, how hard they are to destroy. They continue to give new growth. So this stump was actually also the one that I didn't get any tordon on, which basically it kills the growth in the stump so you don't have new, it doesn't try to regrow from within it. But I think for about 2 years, I saw sprouts on it where it started budding off to the side. And it was trying to grow even though it had been cut off pretty well clean at the base. Those tree roots were still alive. That taproot was very solid. It was continuing to try to grow new growth on it. The cherry tree was continuing to try to be a cherry tree because its roots were established, because the roots had been taken and they dove down deep into the ground. We think about when we plant and how we have a plant and it pops up through the ground, but sometimes we don't think about how there's just as much growth underneath the ground as there is above it. What we see above the ground, though, is an indicator of how its roots are doing under the surface. So fitting when God starts showing me this stuff, and it's just one of those that you see roots and you think about it and you recognize just how deep God goes. So now that we've looked at how we're rooted in Jesus and how we're rooted in love, there's something else dangerous out there. See, if you're not allowing yourself to be rooted in God and His goodness, you're going to be rooted in something else. So as I was sitting on the tractor, chewing on what God was showing me already with the roots, He put me in remembrance of some scriptures where it talks about a root of something else. He reminded me of in Hebrews 12, where it says in verse 12, "Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up causing trouble. And by this, many become defiled." See, there's a root of bitterness that we have to watch out for. I remembered in another place where the Bible is talking about a root of bitterness as well. And that's found in Deuteronomy 29 and verse 18. So that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose hearts turn away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, and that there may be not among you a root of bearing bitterness or wormwood. See, here's the thing about roots. They are hard to pull up, good or bad. It's tough to pull those roots out. They want to hang on. They want to remain. I was digging up those tree stumps with a tractor, somewhat heavy machinery. But God is so much stronger than my tractor. God is so much better than my tractor. But we see, like in this verse in Deuteronomy, we must choose God over the world. Yes, the world. You see a root of bitterness in the world. You see how the cares of the world make people bitter. You see, when their roots are in this world, you get the way that the world acts. Throwing people under the bus in order to get ahead. If you burn me, I'm going to burn you. If you don't go with my ideas, I'm going to label you as an uncompromising bigot. You can see how this world acts when it comes to those things. Paul, when he was writing Timothy, he reminded him of how this world acts. And after encouraging Timothy to be content in the Lord, he says in 1 Timothy 6, starting in verse 9, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of many is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." How many people in today's society desire to be rich according to the world's standards. How the love of money is a root for all kinds of evil. See, there's roots in this world. Those roots are the roots of the enemy. But Paul continued after that to encourage him to pursue Christ, to fight the good fight of faith. Much like what was said in Deuteronomy, we are to pursue Him. We're to choose God. Not this world, because it's got a fight when it comes to the cares of this world. At times, it can definitely be a fight. That's why we have to remind ourselves to see that we are rooted in Christ. Not in this world, not in the cares of this world, not in bitterness, not in the love of money. No, God is our root system. See, it's been prophesied throughout the Bible that Jesus is that root. We looked at the remnant last week. The root of the promise to the nation of Israel is Jesus. Paul said in Romans 15:12, and again, Isaiah says, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope." So let's look at that out of Isaiah. And in Isaiah 11:10, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious." This carries on through the book of Revelation, Revelation 5 and verse 4. "So I wept much because there was no one found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.' And then again in Revelation 22, verse 12, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves the practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the spirit of the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." Hallelujah. Jesus is our root. When we say yes to him, he is our root. We have roots in him. We have that strong foundation that keeps us upright. Jesus says, come. Those who are willing to join him, he openly welcomes to come to him. But it's our choice. It's good to tend to our roots. It's good to water our roots. Those roots keep us planted, and our faith keeps us attached to those roots. Let's add a little bit more flavor here. You guys know what's going to come here with another translation. We're going to put a little gravy on this, if you may say. Colossians 2, verse 6 through 8 in the Passion Translation. "In the same way you received Jesus our Lord and Messiah by faith, continue your journey of faith, progressing further into your union with him. Your spiritual roots go deep into his life as you continually infuse with his strength, encouraged in every way. For you are established in the faith you have absorbed and enriched by your devotion to him. Beware that no one distracts you or intimidates you in their attempt to lead you away from the Christ fullness by pretending to be full of wisdom when they're filled with endless arguments of human logic. For they operate with humanistic and clouded judgments based on the mindset of this world system, not the anointed truths of the Anointed One." Jesus has given us everything we need. He is our root system. Everything we do, we draw it from the relationship with him. God wants us to recognize his guidance in our lives. God wants our choices to line up with him. The fruit reflects the roots. God wants us to produce good fruit. God wants us to show his goodness to those around us. God wants us to reflect his nature to the people that we see. When we draw from our roots, people won't help but see that we are rooted in Christ. All hearts clear? Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you for exposing the root system in our lives. Lord, we thank you for what you are saying to your people, God. Lord, we thank you that your desire is for us to come to you, God. So we do. Lord, we thank you that you are the one that provide everything that we need. Lord, that you provide nutrients throughout our entire life, God, both physically and spiritually. So, Lord, we recognize that we are firmly grounded in you, Jesus. Lord, we're firmly grounded in your love and your desires and your passion, Lord. Lord, so break our hearts for what breaks yours. Lord, help your desires be seen through us. Lord, give us wisdom on how to walk out these things in obedience. We thank you, God. We praise you. We love you, Lord. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.